This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quarterbacks that will start a game this year is not on the roster right now. I think that we will find ourselves in that situation where I don't think...
Like a random Hendon Hooker type.
Yes. I don't think all four quarterbacks that are on the roster right now will be on the initial 53-man roster for the Browns.
I'm just thinking about what do we do with Nick if we end up getting Hendon Hooker? Mac, what do we do with Nick if we end up getting Hendon Hooker? Every joke he has goes to some sort of sexual innuendo. What do we do if all of a sudden he says Hendon Hooker and I'm like, Hooker, I hardly know her. Like, what are we going to do in that instance?
Hook him?
He's on a roll today. All right, Mac's on a roll today. Sometimes he has it. We've joked with Mac, and this is a bully-free Mac week, but we've joked with Mac that he's only good for one a day. He already hit his one a day limit. He's now got two. It's kind of like when you're on the golf course, Danny, and you're like, wait, I've gotten like four birdies. That's two more than I'm supposed to get in this round ever. Yep. What's going on here? And so all of a sudden, we're just going to just leap into this and maybe you collect five or six somehow.
I didn't realize this was a bully-free Mac week.
It is. It's what we've dubbed.
That's why he's smiling so much.
I know. It brings me happiness to see him so happy. But yes, it's a bully-free Mac week. And so if you think about going down that road, and I was guilty of it yesterday. I almost snapped on him at one point. I was guilty of it.
Over
and then
what?
I reminded myself it is a bully-free Mac. He told me to play a piece of audio that was just absolute trash. I mean, just I blindly believed in the audio. No, you see, I'm not going to do that. You almost baited me into, in a bully-free Mac week, bullying Mac. We're not going to do that. So you think, though, so that would make not four quarterbacks. You're going to make it five quarterbacks then?
No.
Or we're going to go through the four.
So
we're getting rid of one of them, and then we're adding one to the mix that we don't even know.
One of these guys, I think three of the guys on the roster right now.
Okay,
and I don't know which three.
Walk me through this.
I think three of the guys that are currently on the roster, so Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, three of those four will start a game for the Browns this season.
Okay, because Frank's thought was that all four are making the roster, which I don't know. I haven't met many people that believe all four are making the roster.
And I'm with you on that. I don't think all four of them will be on the 53-man roster. I think three of them will be, and I think those three guys will all start at some point a game for the Cleveland Browns. I also think, knowing the history of this franchise, knowing how this franchise handles quarterbacks, knowing how bad it will get at some point this year, because it will get bad, there will be a quarterback. I don't know if he's on someone else's roster right now. I don't know if he's doing anything else right now, but there will be a quarterback, and I don't know who this is, but there will be a quarterback that is currently not at mandatory minicamp for the Browns that starts a game this year.
Only reason
so there
why,
will be four.
Okay, so the only
we don't know who one of them is.
The only way I don't get on board with this, my line of thinking is, and I buy into exactly what Frank was talking about with this brutal schedule. He says that he hasn't seen as brutal of a schedule in 20 years of covering football. That's a little hyperbolic, but I'll play with it because I don't know how you get much worse than the guys that the Browns are taking on in the first 6 weeks of the season. You will not have a quarterback advantage in any one of those games. It is going to be tough. You almost get a reprieve that you start off week one against the Bengals. It's like, oh, a nice entry point into facing Joe Burrow, and it's like, well, why is that nice? Well, because the defense is Swiss cheese. The defense has a lot of holes in it. It's not very good, so you have that opportunity. The reason why I don't think that's going to happen, though, barring injuries, obviously, I think it goes Flacco, and then I think Flacco takes the punishment for the first 6 weeks. I think you go into Shedeur Sanders either week 7 or 8 or after the bye week, and then check, and then Shedeur just takes the reins and goes from there. I'm open to the idea that if Shedeur gets injured, obviously things change, though. And if Shedeur gets injured, that's where Dylan Gabriel comes in play, and then this would just be a cavalcade of unfortunate injuries that would have to happen in order for the Browns to play out the vision that you see.
Yes, and I think something will go wrong.
And we've seen it happen with a lot of injuries. It's not out of the realm of possibility that everyone could just turn into just a broken toy.
If this was a different franchise, if we were doing this show in a different city, probably wouldn't have this take. But I've seen enough of the Cleveland Browns in my 31 years, mm-hmm. and however many years they've been back. I have seen enough of this organization to know that if something can go wrong, it will. Something will go wrong with the quarterback position at some point this year, and they will be starting somebody for whether it's the Week 18 game that they have to play when nobody's going to want to be there and I'm not going to want to watch it, or maybe it's going to be sometime before that. They will start a quarterback that's not currently on the roster because something's going to go wrong, and it always does.
And if it does go down that way, then we are playing with what Frank said, where your starting quarterback for next year is currently going to be playing on Saturdays all throughout the fall.
I mean, unless it is... Unless Shedeur Sanders takes off and turns into the guy, and again, I say this and I don't say Dylan Gabriel because I just don't see it with him mm-hmm. as the guy.
Yeah.
Unless Shedeur does that and does something to grab this quarterback position, goes out and gets it, I'm with Frank. I don't see how the Browns, and maybe it's not the guy that starts week one next year, but I don't see how the quarterback of the future isn't playing on Saturdays this fall.
Well, so the nice thing about it is they set themselves in a beautiful way, where they set themselves up with Shedeur, where you have that opportunity for him to take the reins, win the job, and never give it back. And you also have a fail-safe option as well, and that is what you're describing, where all the quarterbacks, it just turns into fully dysfunctional disco. It's a train wreck. It's awful. It doesn't work. And then you're just taking a quarterback in the draft, and you're just not sweating it.
Well, and I think the Browns recognized that back in April when they traded their number two pick away to Jacksonville to get a number one pick next year, because what the Browns will be able to do is, and if you know, we believe this team's not going to be bad, they're not going to have to move up very much, if at all, but they give themselves the ability, whether they have the third, fourth, fifth pick, to say, this guy, maybe it's Arch Manning, maybe it's somebody else, we have no idea at this point, but this guy's going to go number one. He's a franchise quarterback. We want him. Here is the fifth pick, that's ours, and the eighth pick, that's Jacksonville. And maybe you toss in something else, too.
All right, for more on this, also the latest with Nick Chubb now becoming a Texan, Albert Breer will join us next on Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.